So let's begin the top of Peches of an Aleph, the top line. If everyone got there, I guess we'll see. It says the Gemara, Ula Ikle Le Pumbadisa. So Ulia once went visiting to Pumbadisa and crave a Tirna the Tamar. They brought forward to him a basket of dates. So Amr Lahu, Ula says to them, Kama Kiayahana Bezuza, Kama Kiayahana. How much does this basket of Tamarim cost? Bezuza? One Zuz for the basket of Tamarim. So Amri Lay, Tlas Bezuza. I'm sorry, I asked Kiana Bezuza, how many baskets should I get with one Zuz? So Amri Lay, Tlas Bezuza, you get three baskets for one Zuz. Pretty cheap price. So Amar, Mali Tzana de Tuvshub Bezuza. So I understand, it's a whole full thing of honey Bezuza. Ubali Lo Aski Baraisa. It's so cheap, and the Babylonians can't learn Torah. So I don't understand. You get parnassi, you don't need much parnassi. You have very little money. You could buy so much food to keep you over. So why are they not learning? So balayla tsarua, at night he got such a bad stomach ache from eating so many dates. So amar mali tana sama demasa bezuza. So now I understand that a whole full basket of basically sam hamavis, poison, for just one zuz. Bebavel babli aski baraisa, and the Babylonians are able to learn Torah? So now I can appreciate. First, I thought, I heard him talk about why in the beginning he thought they did learn, now he thought they did learn, but initially he said, it's so cheap and they're not learning enough, they should be learning a lot more. Very, very little, very cheap for a lot of tamarim. But at nighttime, when he realized that tamarim aren't so great for you, if you have too many of them, it gives you a bad stomach ache, I understand whatever learning they're doing is pretty impressive. That's what Gemara says. Okay. Says Gemara, Nav Amar Rabbi Elazar, my dechsiv halchu amim rabim. What does it mean that the many nations will go up and they'll say, they go up to Hashem and to the base El Kei Yaakov? So the Pasuk Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Elazar wants to know, El Kei Yaakov, El Kei Avram, Yitzchak. It's only Akash Baruch Hu's God. I say only Yaakov Avinu's God, but it's not Avram, it's not Yitzchak's Akash Baruch Hu. You usually find that we say El Kei Yaakov, El Kei Avram, El Kei Yitzchak, El Kei Yaakov. Why does the Pasuk simply say El Kei Yaakov? So El Loke Avram. Not like Avram, Shekasa Bohar, that Avram viewed the Makom HaMikdash as a mountain. Shenemar Asher Yomar Hayom, Bahar Shem Yirah. And Velok Yitzchak, not like Yitzchak, who saw Shekasa Bosadeh, he viewed everything as a field. Shenemar Vayotze Yitzchak Lasuch Bosadeh. Elak Yaakov Shekaru Bais, Shenemar Vayikra El Shem Makom Hahu Beis El. So not to say, obviously, it's not only the God of Yaakov, not the others, but they viewed, whatever that means, we'll get to in a moment, they viewed that the Makom Mikdash was a bias like that of Yaakov, and it wasn't viewed as a har or a sadeh like Avram Yitzchak viewed it. So what exactly is the difference here? So a bunch of explanations given. One thing the Marashah says, that Avram and the har represent bias Rishon. The bias Rishon, apparently the Shechina was so relevant there, it was so obvious, so apparent. So it was like a shomer that was on the top of a mountain, very much protected. The Shekhinah provided that same type of protection to them during Bais Rishon, and that's why it's referred to as a har. In the second Bais, the Shekhinah and the protection wasn't so much there. They didn't see the Nisim, it wasn't so relevant. It was more open like a field, and there was not so much shmirah provided by the Shekhinah during Bais Sheni. And lost level for Bais Shlishi, we're going to have the best protection in a Bais. The Bais Shlishi, we're going to have the most apparent existence of the Shekhinah. And that's why it says in the future it will really be Beis Yaakov, where the Shekhinah will be so apparent like a bias, like the shmir of a bias. That's the Marasha's take on it. The Kir Sefer writes, not quite to explain the Gemara, but the Kir Sefer, the Mabit. Mabit was one of the early Achronim. He commented on the Rambam. He said as follows, that what's the difference of Har, Sada, and Bias? Avram gave Kedusha to Har Bias. Yitzchak came along, gave Kedusha to the Azara, and Yaakov came along and gave Kedusha to the Bais, the Beis HaMikdash. That's the different levels of Kedusha. I once heard a number of years ago a beautiful idea, Gematria, that the Gematria of Shechina, sorry, Machane is 103, right, you heard this before, right? Har is 205 plus 1, and Gematria is 206. Sada is 309, 103 multiples, yeah.
Time, oh my, time, yeah. You're right.
So 309, and then the Bais is the Gematria 412. And then the gematria of Tefillah, Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times. Yeah. So he wanted to know that was the next level that he of in terms of I'm forgetting the whole Mahalach. But either way, these are the multiples of 103 based on the Machana.
The whole basic of it. This is four walls and a roof. What is the what is the thing that hold it together? Ish v'isha. Yeah, the base of the Bengdash. Ish v'shezachu shchina b'tocham. Beneim lo zachu esh ochal tam. So the whole basic of the Bengdash is shalom bayit ben ish l'isha, basically.
Oh, very nice.
And that's the
Okay. Is it brought down Tanya? Tanya brings us down, or
no, I have it.
What is that, 618, or what's the
issue? I do not remember the number play, but it's
close.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
Ariel Edelstein. Ariel Edelstein that did it.
Yeah, the rabbi. Yeah.
Yeah, when he was speaking one guy on Shabbos once.
He loves numbers. And he always makes Adam double check it.
Okay.
Who is this board from?
I heard it a few years ago in Shira. I don't know who they quoted from, though.
Rav Aryeh Edelstein definitely knows where it's from.
Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Godol kibbutz galios kiyom, Shenivru bo shemayim v'aretz. The so great will be the day of kibbutz galios.
Regards to Parashat Ve'etchanan.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan says the kibbutz galios, the gathering everyone all coming back together from galos, returning to Eretz Yisrael, that will be as great as the day the shemayim v'aretz, the heavens and earth were created. Shenamar v'nikbitzu bnei Yehuda u'bnei Yisrael yachtov, and they will gather together. V'samulhem rosh echad, they'll place one head. V'alu min aretz Kigadol Yom Yisrael, and they will all come together into the land, the Kigadol Yom Yisrael. Is Rashi what Yisrael means here? Yom, Rashi says four lines from the top, Yom Kinishusan Mitargamon, the day of Kinisa, the day of gathering, of coming together. And then back to the Gemara, V'ksiv Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker Yom Echad. So the fact that it says Yom in one place, Yom in the other place, it says Yom in a lot of places, but Rabbi Yochanan felt that the fact that it said Yom, talking about Kibbutz Galios, and it says Yom by the creation of Bris Olam, must be that it's a similar type of Yom. That greatness of the day the world was created is going to be as great as the day of Kibbutz Galios. Says the Gemara, now quotes back from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Yasam Sheshachtel La'apachapas, a Yasam, an orphan, who in Apachapas had shechted his Karim Pesach for him. So it said if two different Apachapas, two different people who are watching over him, shechted the Karim Pesach, he could choose to eat wherever he wants. So it says the Gemara, Shemas Mina Yesh Brera. Must be that the Brera. Brera, we said, was like this retroactive din that, although Beshash Shechita, they didn't know which carbon that the Yasam was going to be part of, after the Shechita, once it's time for eating, he's able to say, you know what? I want to be with that Apachapas. So even though at the time of the Shechita he wasn't decided where he was, retroactively, he can make a decision. That's what Brera is. So Amar Rebbe Zera, Se Lebayis Mikol Malkum. He says, no, it's not because of Brera. It's this concept of Se Lebayis. What does it mean, Se Lebayis? So it's Pasuk in the Torah, Se Lebayis. Rashi says, Se Lebayis, Ish Bal Habayis Yikachanu L'chol Bnei Beso V'ein Sarchataitan. So the Baal Bas is able to take it to represent his entire household. He doesn't need their das. So you don't need das. Initially, the Gemara thought you need das to be counted. I need to have das, which chabur I want to be part of. So it comes along with Zera, says it's not about my personal das. The person who represents the house, Selabias, the Baal Bas, is able to take every single part of the family and put them part of chabur without asking them. So too, the Apachapas is allowed to do the same thing for the Yasam, who he's watching over. He could just say, you're going to be part of this Chabura, and I don't need your consent with it. So Rashi thinks this concept of Selabias, where the Baal Bias is able to include his family in the Chabura, is a Din Deraisa. You look over at Tosas.
It is a
Pasuk, right.
Yeah, it's actually my Mitzvah Parsha.
All right.
Selevate about Selabayit.
All right. What is that in Bo?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, very nice. Says the Tosos. Second Tosos, Selabais Mikol Makom. Perish Mishum Deselabais Lav Deraisa. He says, not Din Deraisa. Yes, it's a Pasuk, but the concept that the Baal Bias can represent everybody, it's not a real Deraisa. V'hachi Islay L'Rabbi Zeira Gufe B'Perek Ein Bein Hamadir. He says, the Gemara Nadarim seems to say this as well. So he asks the following question. If it's not Deraisa, so when I include my children in my Chabur, it's not a Deraisa. Vim Tomar Heheach Machil Pesach Shalom Nuyav. The Katan doesn't have consent. The Katan doesn't choose to be on the guest list. So I'm basically allowing my Katan to eat the Karim Pesach, but he's not part of the guest list because he never agreed to it. Nehi the Katan Ochel Nevelos, ain't based in Mitzuvin Lafrisho. You're right. There's a concept that if you see a Katan eating Nevela, you don't have to stop him. Just it's okay as long as you. But you can Lisapos Lo Biyadai Maser. But you can't feed him Nevela. If he happens to come across Nevela, there's no obligation to separate him. One should, but there's no obligation. But to actually hand him nevela, that's also kid amar perkherish gemar yivavos. So how here are you able to give the katan part of the carbon pesach if he's not part of the shalom minuyav? This isher to give the carbon pesach to somebody who's not part of the guest list. If you understand, according to Rashi, that the din deraisa selabayas, that the baal bayas can give it to his entire household, so he becomes part of the guest list. But if not, what's the heter? Answers tells us, V'omer read, this hasam yalfinan milo sochlem, below aser eladumia distrust and vinevelas. The source of the iser giving nevela is based upon pasuk lo sochlem, don't give them to eat. That includes isur echila, such as sharet and nevela, which has inherent isurim to them. Aval ki agam the dike chinuch mitzah shari, but here it's different. So you could have went two directions. You could have said that no, things that are not inherently usser, the fact that you're not part of the menuyav is not an inherent isser. It's an external isser. You have to, the current Pesach itself is be'etzim mutter meat. You just weren't part of the guest list. So some Rishonim say that's the difference, because there's no inherent isser to the current Pesach. Sheretz and Nevim have inherent isserim. That's the difference. But Tosa says differently. No, the mitzvah of chinach can override this halacha. This mitzvah chinuch is different. Mitzvah chinuch can override the halacha, this iser. Very strange. What do you mean mitzvah chinuch can override this iser? So Magen Rambam says, we see from here that it came last week, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, let's say. Not last week, but let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the din is, you don't. Let's say the tinok is blowing the shofar. You actually have to give a tinok a shofar, tell him to go take the shofar to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Just because it's a mitzvah. So the Magen Rambam says from here, because of a mitzvah, you're allowed to have him do a mitzvah of chinuch, even though it's in the face of an iser. But just stam an iser, obviously you can't tell him to do. But if there's an aspect of mitzvah to it, one's allowed, based on this Magen Rambam. Based on this Tosas, rather.
They obviously can't understand that there is an iser there. What if the tinok is aware that their mitzvah is inherently flawed because of the fact there's an iser? Doesn't that undermine the chinuch? Let's say, for example, the tinok is aware that eating Pesach Shalol Menuyav is the wrong way to eat a Korban Pesach.
Right, it's a good question. So chinuch is usually doing a positive thing, a mitzvah. So as long as he's doing something that's a mitzvah, even though there might be iser involved in that, isurim is not. I don't think there's a chinuch in not doing lavim. I think it's just an iser to give them very two different types of dinim. Chinuch is a mitzvah asay, and don't low. Lo sapos lo be a dime, that's an iser of a los ase. Tosa says the ase of chinuch overrides the los ases, even if they understand it, I would imagine. So on that, the Magen Avraham, who says that he applies the same din to blowing shofar and Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer argues and says, no, we can't apply this across the board, that every single case of chinuch could override every single iser. This is a special case, because the only way to accomplish chinuch by the Karban Pesach is by violating the Isser of Shalol Menuyav. There's no other way to do it. Because the Katan can never be part of the guest list since he doesn't have the Das. So the only way to be part of it is by just giving it to him anyways. And the only way to gift him is by overriding the Isser of Shalol Menuyav. But in a case where you could still accomplish chinuch without violating a lav, in other words, Rosh Hashanah, when it's not on Shabbos, you could still give him the chinuch, then that's not allowed. It's only when it's impossible. The only way to accomplish the chinuch is through this lav, is there such a heder. Okay. Now, it comes out from Tosis also, there's a discussion that's shown on when doing chinuch, does everything have to be to the exact detail, the real, it comes up to lulav. When it comes to picking out dalamidim, you have to buy your son an exact, a kosher set, or you could get him a fake set. You could buy him a lemon if you want. So we pass him, you have to get him at least, you have to get him at least something that's kosher b'dievet of some sort, whatever, you don't have to give him the most hider thing, but you have to get him something that's completely kosher. It sounds like from this Tosos, perhaps what you're trying to get at, is that no, you don't have to have everything exact, because since he's missing Shalom Nuyav, so as long as there's some generic chinuch going on, even though it's not exact the way it's supposed to be, that's really enough.
I thought it was like one of those Hallmark holidays, you get the kids an opportunity, it's another opportunity for a sale, for the lulav.
I see what you're saying. No, it's really brought down that you should get, at a certain age, get your children chinuch set, even though they're under 13. What's the age? It ranges probably 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the kid. Depending if he's going to use it as a sword or he knows how to shake it well.
Probably both.
Okay. Let's go by 10. The Gemara says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Sela bias, says the pasuk, l'milamich, odam mevi v'shochet al yedei b'no u'bito aktanim. that he comes to teach me that the Baal Bais can represent his children, Vaidei Avdo, Vishiv Chaso HaKananim, and his non-Jewish slaves, who are also obligated to do the mitzvahs, Bein Midaitim, Bein Mishol Midaitim, whether or not he has their consent or whether he does not have their consent. That's Tzela Bais. Aval, but what he cannot do is, Eino Shochet Al Yidei Beno Bito HaGdolim, because they represent themselves, they have to give their own das. Vaidei Avdo, Vishiv Chaso HaAvrim, and the Jewish servants, he can't do it either without their das. Vaidei Ishto, his wife as well, Ela Midaitim, he needs their das of all the Gdolim. Tanya, Idach, another Brisa states, Lo Yishchot Adam, the person shouldn't shecht, Lo Yidei Beno Bito HaGdolim, Lo Yidei Avdo, Vishiv Chaso HaAvrim. Sorry?
He said, Lo Al Yidei.
Yeah.
Al Yidei.
Where? Yeah, I think the low is going on all of them. I think the low should really go. I think you're. I see what you're saying, but I think it goes on both. Lo ayde b'no v'ita gdolim, v'it should be v'lo ayde. I think avda v'shivchaso v'ha'ivrim v'ayde isho. One should not shecht on behalf of the older children, not on behalf of the Jewish servants, not on behalf of the wife. Elam idaiten only with her das. Aval shochet hu ayde b'no v'ita k'tanim vayde avda v'shivchaso v'ha'knanim beim idaiten beim inshalom idaiten. So same type of brisa, how you can shecht on behalf of the little ones and on behalf of the non-Jewish slaves, in order, even without their das. The kul on all these, sheshachtu v'shachat rabban alem, yotzin b'shel rabban, vein, so all these cases, if they shechted themselves, talking about the Eved, and also their rab, their master shechted on their behalf, vein yotzin b'shel asman. They cannot shecht, they cannot use their own shechita. Again, if all the cases above shechted their own, and their master shechted for them as well, they can only use their masters, they can't use their own, karban pesach, chutz min ha'isha sheichol limchos. Except for a wife can be mocha. She could say, I don't really want you to shecht on my behalf, she could say to her husband. So therefore, she's allowed to go out and shecht on her own. So Gemara says, Maishna Isha, why is the Isha, does she have the ability to be mocha? When it comes to the other ones, it doesn't say this din of mocha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Isha v'chol d'damela. No, it means Isha and anyone similar to her, anybody else who has das like her, are able to also be mocha. Inachanami. The older children and the wife and the Jewish servants are all able to mocha and say they don't want the husband to and the master to bring it on their behalf. Hagufa kasha. This is a question here. So Amrus chutz min ha'isha sheyachol limchos taima demachi. Only because she was mocha could the woman be separate, the wife be separate, have her own shrita. Holo machi. But if she's not mocha, nafka mishabala. In the stam cases, she automatically goes with her husband unless she's mocha. But then it says in the ratio, the beginning of the Brisa said, then you can only shecht on behalf of your wife with her das. But if it didn't have her das, then you couldn't shecht on her behalf. So the Brisa seems to say two different things about a stam wife. If stam case, without asking her, does that mean she automatically goes with her husband or automatically she goes by herself? So Mai, what's the din? Elamidaitan lav the amri in. Is it not when she says daitan, when she says outward, yes, I want you to give it, but if not, so then she's just stam case and she does not shecht, he does not shecht on her behalf? El bestama, la fuke hecha da amr lo. So it must be a case of stam to, hold on 1 second. My elami daitan, have them in. So again, in the case, again, my is it not ela midaitan lav damer in? Is it not when she says midaitan, that means when she says yes. Ela bestama lafuki hecha da amar lo. When it's a stam case, to exclude the case when she says straight out no. So Gemara says, v'ha kulam sheshachdu v'shachar rabban alen yotzim b'shar rabban. The mistama, it's a case where if the rav goes along and shechs it for everyone's behalf, is that not talking about a case of stam? And yet it still says, v'katani chutz min ha'isha mipnei sheyachol limchos, which sounds like a stam case of woman's not. So Amar Rava, Rava finally concludes, after a very confusing brisa, different ways to read the brisa, Rava finally concludes, kevin sheshachtu ein lecha michoi gadol mizat. No. So the thing is, if once she shechts, even though she doesn't say anything, her shechita alone on her own behalf indicates that that's a macha of hers. She doesn't actually have to articulate a macha, but enough for the ma'isa shechita, or the fact that she appoints someone to shecht it on her behalf, other than her husband, itself serves as a macha.
So if she doesn't do anything, true stama, then she goes along with her husband.
Exactly.
what does it mean when it says Yishavachut Adamila? What was that referring to?
That was referring to, it sounded like above, that only the woman, the reason why the woman, she has the ability to be mocha. No one else has the ability to mocha. Why the African Isha Shiachol Limchos? What about the Beno Gadol? What about the Eved Ivri? So the Gemara says, no, they all have that same ability. It means Isha and Chol Adamila, anyone similar to her who have their own independent das, including the Beno Gadol, Eved Ivri. Right?
It just, the Bryce is a little hard to read.
It's a very confusing Bryce. The back and forth, it's not a smooth read.
Yeah, because someone says, V'chulon sheshachtu, v'shachat rabin alein yotzim mishal rabin, v'in yotzim mishal atzman, chutz mena isha. Now we're saying chutz mena isha is v'chol d'damila. So who was the first part of that talking about? V'chulon sheshachtu, v'shachat rabin alein. People that went, shechted on their own, and he shechted on their behalf. Chutz mi isha. And we're saying isha is now inclusive of a variety of other people who are just like her. So who's the first part? Children, baby, young kids went and shechted.
Yeah, I guess. Let's say the young kids or the Eved Kanani, let's say, had someone shechted on their behalf. So, Okay, say the Gemara now, the two dots. Eved shel shnei shutzen. You have an Eved of two different partners. And this goes back to the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. That told us, what was the halacha of an Eved that has two different partners, two owners, that they take turns. So he can't eat from either one, the Eved every... Because he's, does Rashi explain why that was?
So each have had, each.
He doesn't say why, Rashi doesn't say why. That was the last case was Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron. But he can't eat from either one. So says the Gemara, Ramile Ravina Saba L'Rab Nachman. Ravina had the following kasha. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Eved Shel Shnei Shutvin, two partners own Eved, Lo Yochal Mishel Shneim. He can't eat from either Karban Pesach. The Hatan, it doesn't the Brisa say, Rotsu Mizelcha, Rotsu Mizelcha. Another Brisa says he can eat either one. He can make this, he could choose. So Amrilei, Ina Saba responds, Amrilei, Pasya Uchim Aminei, Umineich. So I'm not sure what this phrase means. Does Rashi tell us what the phrase means? Pasya Uchim Aminei, Umineich. Let's see.
Black bread.
Black bread. It means, it's like a reference, like a phrase. It's a kli shach or black kli. It's like ugly. From me and you. So it means, what's supposed to mean, through your question, I'm going to give you an answer. I'm not sure how we derive that from the phrase that's being used. But either way. So, Tistayim Shmaitza, let's conclude the sugya as follows. Masnizin bidekapti ahadadi, Bryce dilokapti ahadadi. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where they're makbid on each other. Rashi says, "Bidakapti adade shnei bailim." Both owners are makbin on each other. Ve'ein rotzin lehenos zemizeh. They don't want to get hana from one another. Hilkach afilu nisratza ha'echad sheyochal eved mishalo. Ein b'chaver rotzah sheyenel chelko mishal chavero. Even though one of them might want to be rotzah that he'll eat from his, the other one won't want to, and they're not very good partners. So therefore, that's why Mishnah says they can't eat from either one. Our Bryce is talking about where the partners get along very nicely and they're willing to share each other. And they're willing to let the Eved get from one of these owners. That's the case. Okay. Now it says the Gemara, a very strange case, which comes up a number of times in the Sugya. Not really Halach L'maisa, but a wonderful lum that comes out of this. So the Mishnah had said, Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron, someone who's half Eved, half Ben Choron. He was partially freed, but not completely freed. Lo Yochal Mishel Rabbo. So he can't eat from his Rabbo. Says the Gemara, right, he can't eat from either master, because he's... Rashi explains the Mishnah, because the Mistama lo haya das rabba li manos chelek hacheris al pischa. It says Rashi that the Mistama, the owner, did not have in mind to include the aspect of the free aspect, the chayrus aspect of this person as part of the carbon. If he included the Eved part of his carbon, he only meant the half of this person who was an Eved. But he had no intention of including the other half, which is Ben Choron. So therefore, this person is stuck without a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says, Mishal Rabba hu dilo yochal, he can't eat from his master's Karim Pesach, aval Mishal Atma yochal. Does this seem to imply, but he can eat from his very own Karim Pesach if he brought one? But doesn't the Brisa say, lo yochal, lo Mishalav, lo Mishal Rabba? The Brisa explicitly says he can't eat from either one. He can't eat from his master's Karim Pesach, he can't eat from his own Karim Pesach. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, this is not a problem, because kan commissioner Rishona, kan commissioner Achrona. One of them is like an earlier Mishnah, one's like a later Mishnah. What does this mean, an earlier and a later Mishnah? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Chagiga, Mishnah Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choron, someone who's half-half, Ovid is Rabbo Yom Echad, Ves Atma Yom Echad, Divrei Beis Hillel. One day he serves his master, one day he's to himself. The next day back to his master, one day he works for himself. He goes back and forth because he's a half-Eved, half-Ben Choron. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omim Takantamis Rabbam, Rabobes, Atmalo, Tekantem. You help master, because the master gets, every other day, he gets to have the guy work for him. But the guy himself, he's stuck. Why is the guy himself, why is the Eved Ben Choron, why he himself is stuck? Because Lisa Shifcha, he can't get married. Lisa Shifcha, in a Yachal, he can't marry a Shifcha, a maidservant, Shikvar Yachayetz Ben Choron, because his half of his body, which is a Ben Choron, cannot marry a Shifcha. There's an Issa Deraisa, so he can't marry a Shifcha. Lisa Bas Choron, you can't marry a free woman, a Bas Yisrael, because in Yachol Shadayin Chetzi Eved, because half him is really still an Eved, and Eved's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So Yivata, he's going to be Mevatol, Mahalo, Lo, Nivra, Holo, Melo, Lepir, Yerivya. The whole reason why the world was created, to have children, to procreate. Shenemra, Lo, Sova, Vira, Lo, Shavas, Yotzra. The whole reason the creation was to settle this world. And this person can't get married, can't have children, so he's stuck. So Elam, Mepnei Tikkun Olam, because of Tikkun Olam, which means to help fix the world and to settle the world, kofenes rab of osa also ben choron. We force the master and make him be a ben choron to free even the other half of the side. The kosev shar al chatzi damev. He writes a document freeing his other half of his part of him that is a abdus. The chazu beisilo lehoros kibeshame. Beisilo says you're right. Initially, beisilo said one day he serves his master, one day he serves himself. One day his master, one day himself. Beisilo went back and retracted and said, you know what, beishame, you're right. I'm going to say also that the master should be forced to free the person, to make him completely free, and therefore he can marry someone and marry Bas Yisrael and have children. How does this connect to us? So the halacha is as follows. A b'raisa that said he can't eat from the Karban Pesach of his master, can't eat from his own. That's according to Beis Hillel and my Mishnah Rishona, where Beis Hillel says one day himself, one day his master. One day himself, one day his master. Since he's not fully something, he can't eat either Karban Pesach. Our Mishnah goes according to the Mishnah Achrona, where Beis Hillel was chosen and said, you know what, we force you to free the other half of the Eved, making him a full-fledged Bas Chorim, Ben Chorim rather, and that's why he's able to eat from on his own Karban Pesach. So it sounds like, even though he was actually never completely freed, the fact that the Chiv exists, the master eventually has to free him, even though right now he's not free, we allow him to shecht his own Karban Pesach. That's what it seems. We have time for a couple of Tosfos from you guys? What do you think? Pull it off? It's a really good Tosfos.
No, if we want to get to the daf.
Yeah, then we make it to the daf. Fine, let's do the top Tosfos Kofin. It's a small one. We'll see how far we get. Maybe we can go back to the other one. Top Tosfos says, Kofin is Rabbo. You force the master. The Chetz Shivcha in Kofin is Rabbo. Top Tosfos right here. Oh. Kofin is Rabbo. You force the master to free the other half of the Eved. The Chetz Shivcha, the half of a maidservant, ain't Kofin is Rabbo. Let's say a woman who is half Shifcha, half Bas Choron. There we do not force the master to free the other half of her. Unless they treat her Minog Hefker, they treat her very improperly, in a way that Hefker, that we don't want her being treated. The Gemara in Gittin says, we force the master to free her completely, so she's a Bas Yisrael, and they'll treat her with respect. Hainu Mishim de Kishi Yashichrenu, Shema Lo Tikaim, came to Lo Mechaiva. Because when you free her, she might not be Makai. So why not? Why don't we force a master to free the woman when she's half? So it says, because since when you free her, she might not do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, since she's not chayv to do the Karban Pesach.
Karban Pesach or Pur Rivia?
Oh, you're probably Pur Rivia, probably. Going back in Pur Rivia, you're right. Since she's not chayv in Pur Rivia, so we don't chayv. So we're only Makai to free the man because the man's chayv. So we know he's going to be Makai in the mitzvah eventually, hopefully. When it comes to the woman, she's not chayiv to do it, so she may not perform the mitzvah since she's no chayiv, so we're not allowed to be freer. So what does that mean? The idea of freeing her, it's all predicated on the fact that we want her to accomplish a mitzvah, or him to accomplish a mitzvah. But only if there's a chayiv to do the mitzvah do we allow the freeing in the first place. There's an issa to free an eved. Right? The pasuk says, li'olam hem tavodu. You have to always enslave the servants. So whenever you free them, there's an issa aseh. So unless there's a good reason for a mitzvah, then you're not allowed, other than that, you're not allowed to free the Eved. So the Gemara says, Vim Tomar, Amai Kofin, why do we force the master to free the slave? V'chi omer lo la'odem chet b'shvil sheyizka chavero. We tell the master to violate an iser. The Meshachar Abdo over Basay. Violate an iser, use the master. You'll take the iser this way to help your servant out. Why is it fair that I'm taking the iser so my servant can get a mitzvah? Says the Tosos, Yesh Lomar, Mitzvah Rabba Shani. No, this is just not a Stam Mitzvah. Having children is a Mitzvah Rabba. It's a very serious Mitzvah. The Lo Tobar Lo Shavas Yitzvah. The whole creation of the world was for this purpose. Kidim Shani, like the Gemara says, Gavir Rabbalazar, The case thing where brachos is where Reb Elazar didn't have, they only had 9 people for a minyan, they needed a 10th minyan. So he's meshacher zeved in order to create the minyan. How could you be over the issur? The Gemara asks, the issur to be meshacher and eved, how could you free a slave? No, because there's a mitzvah the rabbim. The purpose of the minyan was a mitzvah the rabbim. It's a larger type of mitzvah, more important. So for big mitzvahs, you can violate the issur of meshacher avdo. Here too, also, it's not stam a mitzvah peruvu, it's a mitzvah rabbah, so you can violate the issur of meshacher avdo. Okay.
How does an eved kanani create a korban pesach by himself? I mean, how is it possible? Is there shlichus from an eved? He needs someone to shecht. He needs someone to shecht the korban for him, and he needs someone to act on his behalf, right?
Well, you have to remember that eved kanani, when eved kanani becomes owned by a Jew, he is being machlokes to how Jewish he is. Let's take the approach: the owner
is he a guy like an isha, or is he a yid? Lost mitzvahs, isn't that?
Well, no. There's an extreme formation of the gaon that he says he's completely a goy, and the only reason why he keeps mitzvahs is because he's in the house of the eved. That's the minhag to do in the house of the master, rather, because you have to do like where you are. But once he runs away, he actually is completely free from mitzvahs. He's not Jewish. Most rishonim say he's really Jewish. The question is how Jewish is he? But most say he's really Jewish. Is he really Jewish and he's a patur like Isha, or he's really Jewish and he's a chiyum like Isha? That's the two directions. Either way, he's really Jewish. So once he's really Jewish, so all the dinim of Isha apply to him. So just like an Isha can make a Karban Pesach, an Isha can actually do a Shecht. She's allowed to Shecht a Chulun, at least, not a Kachem mountain, but Chulun. But yeah, just like she can, he could also. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Ha'omer la'avdo, someone says to his Eved, save a Shachar alai, Esa Pesach, go Shecht on my behalf the Karban Pesach. Shachar gedi, yochel. Shachar tula, yochel. So either, no matter what he shechts, whether it's a gedi, whether it's a tila, either way, it's a good shechit, even though he never told him what to shecht. Whichever animal he chooses, it's fine for the Karban Pesach. Shech a gedi v'tila, let's say he shechts two of them. He wasn't sure what his master wanted. Just to be safe, he decided to shecht two different animals. It says in the Mishnah, yocha min rishon, you should eat from the first animal. Shechach ma omer l'rabba. He forgot, his master said something. He wasn't sure what his master said. So Kesed Yasa, what should he do? What's the best eitzah for him to do? My master said something, I can't remember what he said. So he says, Yishchat le v'gdi, shecht both animals. The Yomer and say as follows, Im gdi amarli rabbi, my master said to me, shecht gdi, so gdi shelo, the gdi will be my master's, v'tle shali, and the tle will be my own. Vim tle amarli, if he said to me, to shecht the tle, so rabbi, so say, ha tle shelo, the tle is for him, v'gdi shali, and mine, the gdi will be for myself. Shachach Rabbo Mahu Omer. Let's say the Rabbo, the master himself, didn't know what he said. Well, he's stuck now. So Amar Lo Shneim Yotu LeBeis HaSreifa. Both of them go out to the Beis HaSreifa. Upturim Lasus Pesach Sheni. Shech both of them on behalf of their master. Now, only one of them is really the good Karban Pesach. But since you don't know which one, so you can't eat both of them. So therefore, just shech them, but ultimately bring them to the Beis HaSreifa, which means burn them, don't eat them. But your Yotze, your Pesach, because the Karban Pesach, the Chiv, your Yotze is through the Shechit and the Zrika is enough. The Achila is not Ma'akev. Yes, the Karban Pesach, the Iker part was for the Achila, but we said a number of times already, the Achila is not Ma'akev. So what you should do is do a Shechit and do a Zrika, and then burn everything without eating it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Shachak Di Yochal, it's obvious. If you shech the gedi, even he should eat the gedi. Even though he's normally, he regularly prefers the tle over the gedi, he eats the, he could eat the gedi still. Shechach tle, yochal afagav duraga b'gedi. Also, if he shechs the tle, he could still eat it, even though he normally eats a gedi, he could eat a tle in this case. Shechach gedi v'tle, yochal min arishon. If you shech the gedi and the tle, you eat for the very first one that shechted. Now, v'hatan ein nimnan al shnei psachim ke'echad. So how does this work? Aren't you not allowed to be part of two different chaburas, two different animals? How are you able to shecht from both of these cases? It's Rashi explains, the first Rashi in the Gemara, v'hatan ein nimnan al shnei psachim ke'echad. Lechol b'shas achila me'echem hem shirta. You can't, de'ein brera, there's no brera. So let's say you weren't sure, you said, let's see, v'chi boil me'echal dilma b'shas shchita lo havadayta ala.
So
the case is, apparently, where the master said to him, you know, shecht for me both of them, you know, either one I'm fine with, and whichever one he shechts first is the one I'm going to be part of. Isn't the halach though? There's no brero. You have to have a decision which type of animal you want to be part of in the beginning. You can't say, do both animals for me, and I'll figure out afterwards which one I want to be part of. That doesn't work like that. You have to decide in the beginning which animal you want to be part of. So, our Mishnah seems to say that he's allowed to do that. He could say, shech both animals, and we'll decide later. The Bryce says he can't say, shech both animals, and I'll decide later. So says the Gemara, Masnis in our Mishnah, which allows the Baal Bayis to do this, is talking about a melech and a malka, a king and a queen. King and a queen can say to the Eved, go shech for me two animals, and we'll decide later. Why, which pshat? Why a king and queen is different? Normally, a Baal Bayis can't say that I'm going to be part of two different animals, and I'll decide later. That's not allowed, but a king and queen can? So Rashi explains, Rashi, b'melech u'malka, shetluyin al avdeyan. They are completely tola. They're dependent on whatever they have all them serve them. They trust them. Rein makbidim asudasonim gdim imtulam. They don't really care if it's gdiv, if it's tula. They don't care that much. They get plenty of food. Hukach ein din brera. So in the beginning, the tavayu nichle, they both are good for them. So since they don't really care, they're completely reliant on their avadim. So whatever the Eved picks, it's not that the king and queen chose I want two animals in the beginning. They didn't pick anything. They didn't care. Whatever you pick as the Eved, whatever shechted at first, we're going to trust you and go with it. That's what happened. But in a case where it's not a malka, a regular Baal Bayis is very makbid what he wants to eat. So he can't say in the beginning, shech for me both animals, I'll decide later, because you can't decide two animals in the beginning. And that's the difference of a melech and a malka. So Gemara says, V'hatanit, doesn't the Bryce say, I think it's benichusa, as a support. You cannot be part of two carb pasachs in the beginning and then decide later on. That's not allowed. There's once a case of the king and the queen. They said to the servants, go shech for us a carb pasach. They went ahead and shechted two. They went to ask the king, which one do you want? He deferred to the queen. Ask her. They went to ask the queen, what does she prefer? Minamaka. Amulan, Luchu Vishalos Rabbi Gamliel. I don't really care. Go ask Rabbi Gamliel. So, Bo Vishalos Rabbi Gamliel, they asked him. Amulan, he says to them, Malako Melech the Daitan Kala. They have a very weak mind, meaning they don't really care so much about what they eat. The Kala Lan. Yochlam and Arishon. They could eat on the first one that Shechted, because they said they're dependent on the Eved, so they could eat the first one. Onan, however, us, Daitan and Kala, we're not so easygoing. Lo nechal, lo min arishon, lo min asheni. But us, who are not so easygoing, we're very makman in what we eat. We can't eat neither from the rishon nor neither from the sheni because you can't be a nimne on two different chaburas. You have to decide which animal you want to be shechted for you right off the bat. V'shuv pamachas, there's yet another story with the king and the queen. Nimtas haltob at beis hamitbachim. There is a haltob, which is a type of sheretz, one of the different bugs, insects that are metame, listed in the Torah that's metame. They found this in the house where they were shechting. They wanted to make the entire feast tame because of the sherets. The sherets came into contact with anything, will become any food, it will make it tame. So kula bal v'shal samach. They all came in, all the servants and all the waiters came in and asked the king what he's supposed to do. Amulhem lechu v'shal samach. He deferred to the queen. Ask her what to do. I don't know. Bal v'shal samach. They went to ask the queen. Amulhem lechu v'shal Rabbi Gamliel. Go ask Rabbi Gamliel. He knows what to do. So Baal Bishalos, oh, so they went to ask Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lohem, he says to them, Beis HaMitbachim, Roseach Otonin, is it a boiling, very hot place where you're doing all the cooking, or is it cold? Amar Lo Roseach, it's very, very hot. Amar Lohem, Lechu V'Hitilu Alea Kosh Otonin, go place a cold water, a cold cup in it. Hal Lechu V'Hitilu Alem Kosh Otonin, they did that, they placed a cold cup in the Beis HaMitbachim. V'Rikhsha, and I think the animal, this sheretz, Rashi's upirkasa, kind of, I'm not sure exactly how to, what's
farchesis? Squirm is like shaking. It's like shaking.
After like it gets shechted, it dies, it shakes, so like a squirm is probably a good word for it. The gave tuma b'mosim ksiv. So the only time a sheretz is metame is when it's dead. So they saw the halta there, and the halta seemed dead to them, so they thought it was metame everything. They put a cold water on this halta, and it started moving, so it was still alive. I guess from the heat, it seemed to have got very tired, and it was kind of relaxing, and it looked dead, but it wasn't really dead. The cold water woke it up, and they realized it wasn't tame, and everything was completely tahor. That was the ma'isa. So it says the Gemara, V'tar Rabbi Gamliel, kol ha-sudah, everything kula. The entire sudah was therefore tahor. Nimsa, what comes out from these two stories, is melech tali b'malka. The king always defers to the queen. But nimsa's malka tali b'Rabbi Gamliel, and she always depends on Rabbi Gamliel. Nimtz kol suda tli b'Rabbi Gamliel. It seems the whole feast, all the suda was taloi on the das of Rabbi Gamliel.
So if it's alive, it's not Metta?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Says the Gemara, Shachach Masha Amal Rabba, quote from the Mishnah.
Gemara says that, the Gemara talks about different meat. Those person has, a fly jumps into your soup. I think it says there are a cup of wine. Is it? Yes, it says the right meat to have is that you take it out and you drink it.
Right. Even though it's you don't have to.
Depends on your Rebbetzin. If I did my Rebbetzin, would be more upset than if I ate it.
Why does it show nice midah? What kind
it
of
says meat that a bad midah is someone who just takes the whole thing down with it in it.
With it?
Yeah.
Protein.
And they said, and also the other extreme was a bad midah is someone who just throws the whole thing out. So the perfect abandoned midah, and it's comparing it to how people act with women, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. With how people allow their wives to dress. Was it to dress? I don't know.
Food is a pagam.
Someone who allows.
Let's wife out.
Well, let's right. Let her
house.
Talk to her neighbors.
Yeah.
Is the right midah. Not talk to anybody. Then you're too much of a captain. And if you let her walk out with, you know, her skin hanging out,
right.
Like Amara says, then you're like, you know, you're too.
Too easy.
Too good. Right.
Okay. Says the Gemara, now, Shachach Masha Amar L'Rabba V'chule. Let's say you forgot, the master himself, sorry, the Eved forgot what the master had told him. So, Shali Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba. So what do you mean? The Mishnah said, okay, I'm going to shech two animals. The one that my master wanted, so he'll get that one. The other one will be mine. So how could be Shali? How could the Eved have, how could he own anything? The halacha is, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba. Anything the Eved is Kona automatically goes back to the master. So both animals are ultimately going to go back to the master. Rabbi Holich Etzel Roe Harag Yerabo Etzel. Go to the shepherd who keeps watch of all the animals that the master normally gets his meat from. Did Nichale B'Takanta D'Rabbi, and he likes his customers. He wants to do the best thing for his master, for the guy's master and his customer. And Umakni Lechad Minayu Amnas Shein L'Rabbi Rishisbo, and he'll do him a favor and be makne to the Eved, one of the animals Amnas, that the master won't have any Rishis of the animal. So the halacha is as follows. Normally, if the Eved's going and he finds him at the sea, it picks it up, it goes automatically to the master. But if someone's makne, someone gives over as a present, or he gives it to him to buy, he can make a tanai in it that I'm giving it to the Eved only al-manas, that the master won't get any reshus on it, in such a way, the Gemara here says, in Kedushin, that works. The Eved can, therefore, in such a case, get exclusive ownership to this. So that's the case that went on. Says the Gemara further. Shachach Rabbo Mash Amarlo. The Rabbo, the master, forgot what he had said. So we said we're stuck. He should bring both two animals, shech both of them, and then but he can't eat either one of them because you can't be nimna on two different carbonos Pesach. So therefore you end up burning them, but he's still pata from doing a Pesach Sheni. So Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu El Shachach Acher Zrika. It's only true if you forgot after the Zrika. In the Izrik, the moment where the Zrika took place, when the Zrika took place, he knew at the time the Zrika which animal he chose. So Bishas Zrika, it was a Zrika that was roi for eating eventually. Aval Shachach Lufnei Zrika, but let's say he forgot before the Zrika took place. He completely forgot before they did it. The Azrik Dam, when they sprinkled the Dam, Lo Hava Chazi L'Achila, and at that point it wasn't Chazi L'Achila. Has to be, when the Zrika takes place, it has to be the potential for Achila. Therefore, in such a case, Chayav Malasus Pesach Sheni, he would have to do a second Pesach Sheni in that case. Again, if he forgot before the Zrika, he didn't know, the Zrika is invalidated, and therefore he has to bring a second Pesach. Others taught this statement of Abaye on the following Braisa. Says the Braisa, Chamisha shins arvu oros pischeim. There are five people whose the hides, the skins of the Pesach are mixed zebezeh. And v'nim says yavelis be'echa mehem. They found the yavelis, one of these skin tags, some type of blemish, a mum, on one of the skins of the animals. Kulan yotzen the Beis HaSreifa. All five karbonos Pesach have to go to the Beis HaSreifa. Even though only one of them in actuality are mum, is a mum, we don't know which animal it came from. Give me a five carbonos Pesach over here. All the skins have been taken off over here. One of the skins have a yavelis. We weren't sure which animal it goes to. So to be safe, we have to burn all the carbonos Pesach. Uptur milasas Pesach Sheni, and all five owners, all five groups are pater from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Even though they can't eat the carbon Pesach, since there is a proper zrika, they are pater exempt from a Pesach Sheni. So on this, comment to Bai, Amar Bai, Lo Shanu Ela Shinis Arvu La'achar Zrika Debeinu De'izrik Da'am Miyacha V'lein L'achila. It's only true when they got mixed together after the Zrika. When the Zrika took place, everybody knew whose animal was theirs. And it was therefore a good Shechita, a good Zrika. But they forgot afterwards, so then that's why they're potter from bringing up Pesach Sheni, because it was a good Zrika. Avon this Arvu L'fnei Zrika, if the mixture took place before the Zrika took place, Chayav Malasos Pesach Sheni, they have to do a Pesach Sheni because the Zrika wasn't a good Zrika, because the Zrika was done without anybody knowing who was Pasel, who was not. So says the Gemara now, Man the Masna Masnisen Kol Shekhinah Brais. So the one who taught this line of Abaye on the Mishnah, that's only true if it got mixed up, if you forgot after the Zrika, Kol Shekhinah, they're going to say the same halacha applies when it got mixed up. Man the Masna Brais, the one who taught the line of Abaye on the Brais, that only if the mixture takes place after the Zrika is it a good Pater from Pesach Sheni, Abal Amasnisin Lo, but they wouldn't teach Abaye on the Mishnah, came into Ksherin Inu, since inherently, both Karbanos Pesach and the Mishnah are both Kasher Karbanos Pesach, he just forgot which one, they would say, if the guy happens to remember which Karban Pesach was his, so he happened to forget, but if he remembers, it will still be a good, it's a Kasher Karban Pesach, and a Kasher Baruch and Shemayim, they know which is the right one, so therefore, even if he forgot before the Zrika in the Mishnah, it would still be a good Karban Pesach, and he'd be potter from Pesach Sheni. That's the Gemara concludes. Okay, so this is a good stopping point. If you guys want, we can do the Tosas on Amud Aleph if you want. It's a very good Tosas. I'll read it. You guys can leave if you want. I don't care if you leave. It's up to you. It's a Gishmak Tosas. I'll just do it for the next 5 minutes if you want. It says the bottom. In 7 minutes, no?
No.
In 7 minutes. Says the Tosas, Lisa Shivcha Eino Yachal. You can't. The Ben Chorin cannot marry Shivcha. It's to marry Shivcha. V'im Tomar V'leise Ase De Peruvu V'yitche Lav De Lo Yekadesh. So allow the asay, the mitzvah of purvu, to be doch the los asay of marrying a shivcha of lo yekodesh. Asay doch los asay. And just tells us v'yesh lomer mishum dida from her perspective, the perspective of the isha, the lek asay, the ef shelo be'evin. She's and for her it's not true. The shivcha can marry an evid and she'll be fine. Can mekayim purvu with an evid. She doesn't have to marry a half person. So for her perspective, it won't be an asay doch los asay. Only for the half person. That's why we don't allow the asi docha lo sase. It has to work in both directions. The ode further, yes, in a second. The betchilas bia miaker lav v'lo mekayim asay el b'hotzah zera. So another halach we spoke of last week, that for asi docha lo sase, it has to take place at the very same moment. Be'idna, the same moment. When the asay, the mitzvah asay is coming, it has to be the moment when the lav is being uprooted. In this case, the lav of lo yekadesh take place in the beginning of bia. But the asay, the mitzvah asay, is not mekayim until the end of bia. So since they take place at two different moments, it's not going to be considered an asay docha lo sasay. Now, the first opinion, what about the first answer that said, did not answer that way? He would seem to say that no, they would take place at the same moment. He would probably think that the asay is also accomplished at tchilas bia as well. And you would have an asay docha lo sasay. Or you might view the entire ma'isa bia as one long Ma'isa Aruch, and therefore it's still considered all one long Be'idna. Okay, that's probably good enough for now. The rest we could probably stop. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.
When we say over here that the Adon